Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 59 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
A lot of the functions will stay, some will not. We're going through now and evaluating some of those, just trying to get a little efficiency in it administratively.
Moorhead State President Jay Morgan says the school will be eliminating its Center for Regional Engagement.
The man accused of murdering four family members in Lawrence County, Ohio, was arraigned over the weekend.
The Kentucky Department of Corrections has removed state prisoners from the Boyd County Detention Center.
A leading cannabis oil producer in Kentucky says legalizing recreational marijuana isn't a good idea for the state.
Moorhead Mayor Jim Tom Trent would like to see construction of a combined police and fire department begin soon.
In sports, basketball coach Rick Pitino has officially been fired from the University of Louisville.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly clear with a chilly low around 39. Stay tuned for extended weather forecast after this news.
In the face of further state funding reductions, Moorhead State President Jay Morgan confirms the university's Center for Regional Engagement will be eliminated as part of its plan to reorganize and streamline some of its services. Morgan says a task force reviewing that situation for several months made that recommendation. He adds a decision regarding the possible layoff of the four employees who work at the CRE still hasn't been finalized.
Not for sure in totality, because we haven't moved everything together yet. We still are working on what to do with the regional campuses and who to let them report to. They used to, presently they report to Dr. Laurie Couch, and we're considering moving those. We're going to take the next 2-3 weeks or so, and we continue to evaluate kind of how we place those.
Morgan says some of the employees at the CRE could be moved to other departments. He adds, though, that he believes CRE Executive Director Dr. Jay Marshall has plans to retire. MSU's Center for Regional Engagement's job has been to help the university develop partnerships with various kinds of external agencies to help improve the quality of life within Moorhead State's 22-county service region.
Prosecutors in Lawrence County, Ohio, say they are seeking the death penalty against a man accused of killing three adults and one child. 23-year-old Aaron Lawson was arraigned Saturday morning. Investigators believe he shot and killed Donald McGuire, Tammy McGuire, Stacy Jackson, and 8-year-old Devin Holston. Brigham Anderson is the Lawrence County prosecuting attorney. He spoke with WSAZ.
That's my job, is to seek justice and to make sure that this family knows that justice has been served, as well as the rest of the community. This is a horrific event, and we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that justice is served.
Anderson believes the slayings were premeditated. This is the first death penalty case in Lawrence County since 2005.
Authorities are asking for the public's help to identify the suspect of an armed robbery in Pike County. EKB News reports Kentucky State Police troopers responded last Sunday to an emergency call at the Family Dollar store in Shelbyana. KSP trooper William Petrie says the suspect is described as a white male wearing a gray ski mask and black hoodie.
Male said to come into the store about 11:23 when we got the call. Produced a handgun and robbed the store of money is all I know of at this time.
Family Dollar is offering a cash reward for any information leading to an arrest.
A Lexington man is in the hospital after authorities say he was shot by a suspect on a bicycle. WKYT reports it happened around 5 a.m. this morning on Ohio Street. Here's Lexington Police Lieutenant Brian Peterson.
When our officers arrived, we did locate that adult male subject. Did appear to have been struck once by a bullet in the lower body. His wound does appear to be non-life-threatening at this time, although he was transported to a local hospital to be evaluated.
Peterson says the victim received first aid from a witness before being taken to the hospital. So far, no arrests have been made.
One person was killed and two were injured in a crash on the Highway 499 bypass near Irvine. Kentucky State Police report that near 1 a.m. on Sunday, 23-year-old Austin Shockley of Ravenna crossed the center line and crashed into 26-year-old General Bowen. Police say that Bowen died at the scene. Shockley and Bowen's passenger were transported to UK Hospital. Their conditions are unknown at this time. Investigation over what caused the crash is still in progress.
The Kentucky Department of Corrections has removed state prisoners from the Boyd County Detention Center. According to the Ashland Daily Independent, the DOC notified jailer Joe Burchett that the inmates would no longer be housed at the jail beginning September 25th. Following a riot at the prison in August, the jail was permitted to reopen its old side under certain conditions provided by the Department of Corrections. The state required that no more than 90 inmates be housed in that section. They also stated that none of those prisoners be state inmates. On September 25th, the state discovered that the jail placed around 160 people in the old side, 40 of which were state inmates. The jail's population is currently around 200.
Time is 4:35. We'll be right back with more news after this.
Support for MSPR comes from The Bakery on Main, next to Pasquale's on East Main Street in Moorhead. The Bakery on Main prepares made-from-scratch breads, cakes, pies, tarts, and cookies. Glazed, cream, and fruit-filled donuts made fresh Monday, Friday, and Saturday. Catering for weddings, birthdays, bridal, and baby showers. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Orders by phone at 606-783-0101 and online at thebakeryonmain.com.
With discussions of legalizing marijuana for recreational use are popping up in Kentucky State Capitol, a leading cannabis oil producer says it wouldn't be good for his business. Bill Polniak, owner of the Kentucky Cannabis Company, spoke with Spectrum News Pure Politics.
We need to get back to business growth, and that's back to with cannabis and hemp growth, the new products, new innovation in the state, not trying to shake down the same old money. That's not going to work.
Polniak contends the revenue from taxing the sale of marijuana most likely wouldn't be enough to combat the state's pension problems.
A bill to put a day of student prayer on the Kentucky school calendar will go before the State House. WMKY's Xavier Adkins reports.
According to the Lexington Herald Leader, a Republican state lawmaker has pre-filed a bill for the 2018 General Assembly that would allow the governor to proclaim the last Wednesday of September as the annual day of prayer for Kentucky students. State Representative Regina Huff of Williamsburg says the bill will allow the citizens of the Commonwealth, in accordance with their own faith, to pray, meditate, or otherwise reflect upon the students of this state. Huff says the last Wednesday in September is significant because it is the day when a number of schools across the nation hold student-initiated prayers events called CU at the Pole, in which students gather around the flagpoles on their campuses for prayer before going to class. For WMKY News, I'm Xavier Atkins.
Kentucky is part of Tobacco Nation, a nickname given to the group of states with the highest smoking rates in the U.S. Truth Initiative, a group founded in 1998 as part of the Tobacco Master Settlement, released a new report that shows Kentucky is one of the few states not following the national trend of a decline in smoking rates. Spokeswoman Robin Koval says these states can't be left behind in that category.
We're talking about 20% of the population, 66 million people, 13 million young people. That's the equivalent of the UK or France or Thailand, if you were thinking about it almost as if it were its own nation.
22% of adults in the so-called tobacco nation smoke as compared to the 15% of adults nationwide. Kentucky ranks 50th in the country as the states with the most smoking adults, according to the America's Health Ranking Report. The Truth Initiative report shows that one in four adults in Kentucky light up.
Moorhead's mayor is keeping his fingers crossed that he'll be making an announcement soon that the city has acquired a piece of property where it will build a combined facility to house both its police and fire departments. Jim Tom Trent believes it won't be long before a key procedural issue that's been holding up the purchase of the land for the project is wrapped up.
We've had the survey of the land. There's a couple different things involved. It involves a state, and it also involves a utility company to have a there's a transmission line that we need to have a little bit of an easement there so we could fit what we want to do. And we're having to rework the survey a little bit to make sure we account for some things.
Trent believes that he'll be able to tell Moorhead residents where the property is located next month. He'd like to see construction start on the $4 to $5 million station house sometime next year. He says it will be built on land close to downtown Moorhead.
Statistics from the University of Louisville show that enrollment and growth have been relatively untouched so far during this series of scandals. WMKY's Jack Cottle has more.
The Courier-Journal reports that U of L's enrollment increased 4% in the last 10 years. John Thielen, a university research professor at UK, says he doesn't believe high school students or their families will be totally swayed away from U of L but if the school were to continue its negative course, that could change. In the past 3 years, U of L's leadership and men's basketball programs have come under fire for allegations of mismanagement and improper behavior. For WMKY News, I'm Jack Cottle.
Construction on a 4-mile stretch of Kentucky 36 near Owingsville begins Monday, and motorists should expect delays through the spring. That's according to Kentucky Transportation Cabinet District 9 spokesman Alan Blair. Blair says pipe replacements and additional construction will allow for wider shoulders and improved crash recovery on the highway.
They will try to leave one lane open as long as possible, but there could be times when the whole road is cut through, and people may have to wait up to 15 minutes or so to let them get that road passable at least on one side. So there could be some pretty lengthy delays during the weekday work hours.
The project is being done under a $568,000 low bid contract awarded by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet to the Walker Company of Kentucky, Inc. Roadwork schedules are subject to change depending on weather conditions. Motorists are asked to heed all warning signs, slow down in work zones, and remain aware of workers and construction equipment when traveling.
A new report says renters in Kentucky's second-largest city almost always lose when landlords try to evict them. The Lexington Herald Leader reports a study by the Lexington Fair Housing Council examined all eviction cases in the city from 2005 to 2016. The report found that of the 68,260 filings for evictions, tenants won just 3 cases. A judge sided with the landlord in 65% of the cases. Another 33% were dismissed before it got to court. The rest of the cases have no definitive judgment. The report says city officials should explore ways to reduce evictions and streamline services for tenants. The city set up a homelessness task force 5 years ago that resulted in a new office to coordinate homeless services.
The University of Louisville is planning activities later this month to raise awareness for responsible environmental stewardship. The university says it's Sustainability Week. Activities are planned from October 23rd to October 29th. On October 24th, a local food showcase at the Ville Grill on campus will highlight locally sourced food. The next day, a Sustainability Day Fair is set for the Humanity Squad. It will feature booths and information about what U of L and community groups are doing to advance sustainability. On October 27th, a sustainability roundtable discussion will be about the global politics of climate change with U of L political science professor Roger Payne.
Kentucky revenue officials say an examination has been scheduled for people interested in getting on next year's election ballot in hopes of serving as a property valuation administrator. The Department of Revenue says the exam is set for November 17th at the Holiday Inn Louisville East. The more than 3-hour exam begins at 9 a.m. To ensure adequate seating, the department is requesting that participants register in advance for the exam. The exam was originally to be held in Frankfort, but the site was moved to Louisville. Under state law, anyone wanting to appear on the ballot as a PVA candidate has to hold a certificate issued by the Revenue Department. That certificate shows the candidate has been examined by the department and is qualified for the office.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, partly cloudy skies, low of 39 degrees. Tuesday sunny, high of 66 degrees. Tuesday night, a mostly clear sky, low of 42. Wednesday mainly sunny, high of 71. Wednesday night, clear skies, low around 45. Thursday sunny, high of 72. Thursday night clear, low of 46. Friday mainly sunny, high near 75. Friday night generally fair, low of 49. Saturday sunshine and clouds mixed, high of 76. And Saturday night, partly cloudy skies, low of 52. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures. In Lexington, 60 degrees. Flemingsburg, 58 degrees. Ashland, 63 degrees. Inez and Winchester, 61 degrees. And in Moorhead, it is currently 60 degrees.
4:44, I'm Jacob Lindberg here with Jazz Jenkins, and we're happy you're tuning in on this Monday afternoon. Today marks the first day of MSPR's fall fundraiser and membership drive. So instead of our usual feature segment, today on Mountain Edition, we'll hear from WKYT-TV anchor and reporter and Moorhead State Public Radio alum Tanner Hesterberg.
My name's Tanner Hesterberg, and I really appreciate you tuning into Moorhead State Public Radio for two reasons. First, when we're all better informed about what's going on around us from the local, state, national, and global levels, that makes for a better society, and that's so important. But perhaps even more importantly than that, the other reason I'm so glad you make MSPR part of your day is because your support ensures quality journalism is being taught to the next generation of young reporters. And I would know. I was one of them not too long ago. You might even remember hearing my voice on the MSPR airwaves from 2008 to 2012 when I was a student at MSU. You know, we have such a great university with so many terrific professors and departments, but to me, the heart of Morehead State University will always be Morehead State Public Radio. That's because it's where my heart is. That's where I spent so many hours and made so many great memories while learning the fundamentals of being an effective reporter. Fundamentals that built a foundation that helped me launch what I hope has so far been a successful career serving the people of Appalachia through journalism. While working at MSPR, I was taught how to ask the right questions, how to hold our leaders accountable, how to gather news, write news, and ultimately broadcast the news. But more than any of those things, I was taught how to keep you in mind when doing my job, how to make sure you, the listener, were served first and foremost in all my reporting. That's the main reason you consume the news, right? You want to know what impacts you and your family. From the local school board decision to the new state law, you need to know all the details and you need to know how it's going to affect you, all reported in a thoughtful and fair way. And I feel confident in my ability to do that thanks to MSPR, thanks to that foundation I mentioned earlier. After I graduated MSU and left the radio station, I spent more than 4 years working in television news and sports at WYMT in Eastern Kentucky. I loved that job, and now I find myself in a job I love at WKYT in Lexington, where I report the news and anchor the news several times each week. During my career, I've been lucky enough to win awards from the Associated Press recognizing my work for investigative reporting and political reporting. And, you know, I don't look at those as individual accomplishments. I look at them as reflections of that foundation, proof that what MSPR does works. It really works. The station stays true to its mission of equipping young people to make a big difference through quality reporting, while also fulfilling the other big part of its mission, serving you with the most impactful, complete news coverage on the radio dial. Let me tell you, that mission is worth supporting. I still support MSPR any way I can, and that includes financially. And I really hope you join me. Thanks for giving me a few minutes, and I hope you'll consider a pledge to Morehead State Public Radio today.
You can make that pledge by calling 783-2001, or you can go online at wmky.org. The time is 4:48. Braxton has sports right after a quick timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Morehead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Morehead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, videotapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
Rick is out. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. Braxton Howard. The University of Louisville has officially fired Rick Pitino as its head men's basketball coach. The Louisville Athletics Board made the move today by unanimous decision to fire Pitino for cause, meaning they do not owe him the money left on his contract, a total of nearly $44 million. U of L Interim President Greg Postal says it was a decision that just had to be made.
There were a number of issues that over time were brought to our attention, and we simply felt as that this was in the best interest of the university to make the decision at this point in time. We try to do that with all decisions. You know, we weigh a lot of factors. These aren't easy conversations, but we have to do what's best for the university.
Postal says there is a possibility that Rick Pitino will sue the university following today's decision. A Western Kentucky University assistant basketball coach was arrested over the weekend. KNN's Will Clark has more.
WKU men's basketball assistant coach Ben Hansbrough arrested in Warren County just before 9 Saturday night on a charge of driving under the influence. He was released on a $1,000 bond early Sunday morning. A spokesman for WKU Athletics tells the Bowling Green Daily News the school is aware of the situation and is handling it internally. Hansbro in his first season as full-time coach after spending the last 2 years in a support role. He played for current head coach Rick Stansbury while he was at Mississippi State from 2006 to 2008 before transferring to Notre Dame. No court date has been set. I'm Will Clark.
Preseason drills for the Morehead State men's basketball team are rolling along at Johnson Arena. With four returnees and 10 new players on his roster, Coach Preston Spradlin is trying to find the right blend of talent that can best help his Eagles win games.
Obviously, our personnel will look a little different this year than it did last year, and that'll be every year, but it's our job as coaches to make sure we adapt. And so that's part of the fun, it's part of the process, and very excited to see what that product's going to be.
The Basketball Eagles start things with a November 6th exhibition game at home against Cincinnati Christian. In Monday Night Football, the Tennessee Titans will look to defend their home turf against the Indianapolis Colts in a battle of 2-3 teams. WMKY's Xavier Atkins reports.
For the Titans, the concern remains starting quarterback Marcus Mariota, who is listed as questionable due to a hamstring injury and will be a game-time decision. If Mariota can't play, the Titans will go with backup Matt Castle. Checking the Colts, rookie running back Marlon Mack hopes to build off his impressive efforts during Indy's Week 5 win against the 49ers when he rushed 91 yards and a touchdown on just 9 carries. Indianapolis, meanwhile, will again be without quarterback Andrew Luck, who continues to work his way back from shoulder surgery. For WMKY Sports, I'm Xavier Atkins.
While proud of his team's second-half comeback try in Saturday's 56-27 loss at San Diego, Morehead State football coach Rob Tenure admits the 2-5 Eagles need to start faster. MSU got down 49-7 after two quarters, and according to Tenure, the Eagles have to open games with more fire and confidence.
You know, did some really nice things. I'm really proud of the way we fought. Really, really impressed with the second half we played, but just really disappointed with our first half effort and our execution.
Lawson Page passed for 330 yards and two touchdowns in Morehead's loss. The Eagles entertained Stetson Saturday for homecoming. Louisville football coach Bobby Petrino admits Saturday's 45-42 loss to Boston College was a, quote, tough one. After watching his Cardinals build a 21-14 halftime lead, Petrino says the wheels fell off the cart for his ball club.
And then the game turned. You know, they returned a punt, missed some tackles, and they went and scored before half. I was really disappointed in how we came out offensively in the third quarter. And then defensively, we really couldn't stop them in the second half. We did get one big stop, which gave us the ball back. And I really thought we would take it and go score and win the game.
Petrino says he was most disappointed for junior wide receiver Jalen Smith, whose late fumble helped set up Boston College's game-winning field goal. According to Petrino, Smith, who'd come back from injury, worked very hard just to be able to play in the game. The 4-3 Cardinals visit Florida State this Saturday. In the Major League Baseball playoffs tonight, the Houston Astros will look to take a commanding 3-0 series lead over the Yankees in New York. Charlie Morton is taking the mound for the Astros. That's something he calls a lifelong dream.
I grew up a Yankee fan, so whenever I got a chance to come into the city, just to come in the city, you know, that was special, and then to go see a ball game, that was awesome for me because I was a huge baseball fan, and so I never did get a chance to play there, but to be here and on this stage is incredible for me. It's special.
The Yankees are sending CC Sabathia to the mound tonight. Finally, in sports, both Round County soccer teams begin 16th region tournament action tomorrow evening. The Vikings boys will take on the winner of tonight's East Carter-Boyd County contest at 6 o'clock in Grayson. Coach Max Hammonds' Ming Green have won 11 straight games, but he won't say they're peaking.
You know, I'm never going to say that we've peaked. You know, I always think that we can get better. You know, we're playing some good soccer, but, you know, it's still one of those things where we're playing good for a half and then we turn it off for a half or, you know, start the game and we're not playing that well. And the second half we come out and play well. So, you know, I'm hoping in postseason we can play a couple complete games.
As for the Round Lady Vikings, they'll face the winner of this evening's Greenup County Boyd County contest tomorrow at 8 p.m. at Russell High School. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Morehead State University welcomes friends and alumni for homecoming weekend. Soccer hosts Belmont at 6 o'clock p.m. on Friday, and football faces Stetson at 1 o'clock p.m. on Saturday. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hayward Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for WMKY. U.S. stocks hit a record today as Wall Street looked ahead to the release of Netflix's quarterly results after the bell. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 85.24 at 22,956.96. The S&P 500 was up 4.47 at 2557.64. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 18.2 at 6624. And these were all-time record closing highs for all three indices. Shares of Apple rose 1.8% after analysts at KeyBank Capital Markets upgraded the stock to overweight from sector weight, and this helped the technology sector in general today. Telecommunications and financials led advancers, while losses in real estate and healthcare stocks capped gains on the S&P 500. And Netflix did report third-quarter earnings and revenues after the close that beat earnings expectations as well as revenue expectations. The stock hit a record high last week, and the shares were up 1.6% today. And at one point, or I should say earlier, this was also the first day that the stock closed over $200 a share after touching that mark last week. The president today tweeted and talked about drug prices, saying that from the White House's standpoint, prescription drug prices are, quote, out of control. Trump's remarks did send healthcare stocks lower, with the healthcare select sector SPDR exchange-traded fund trading down about 0.5%. In the commodities markets today, oil was up 0.8% at $51.87, while gold was down 0.6% at $1,296.60 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were flat, with the Stock 600 index unchanged. In the Far East, markets were strong, with the Nikkei up 0.5% and the Hang Seng up 0.75%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were J.P. Morgan and Apple. The worst performers were Walmart and Pfizer. In the S&P 500, the best performers were DaVita and Freeport-McMoRan, and the worst performers were PG&E and Nordstrom. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 26 cents at 66.72, CSX up a penny at 52.84, AEP down 5 cents at 73.11, Marathon Petroleum down 65 cents at 55.72, AK Steel down 12 cents at 5.68, and Community Trust Bank was up 30 cents to finish at 47.30. Reporting for MSU Public Radio, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR is provided by St. Clair Regional.
Hi, I'm Sarah Bradley, a nurse at St. Clair Regional. We are currently looking to hire empathetic, compassionate registered nurses to join our team. We continually support and encourage our nurses to grow professionally. We have new RN rates and benefits packages, and we're growing. More information can be found at St. Clair Regional's website at st-clair.org.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, partly cloudy skies, low of 39 degrees. Tuesday, sunny, high of 66 degrees. Tuesday night, a mostly clear sky, low of 42. Wednesday, mainly sunny, high of 71. Wednesday night, clear skies, lows around 45. Thursday, sunny, high of 72. Thursday night, clear, low of 46. Friday, mainly sunny, highs near 75. Friday night, generally fair, low of 49. Saturday, sunshine and clouds mixed, high of 76. And Saturday night, partly cloudy skies, low of 52. It is currently 60 degrees in Moorhead.
Taking a look at a few community events happening in the WMKY listening area, Kentucky Reads, an organization for kids with dyslexia and their teachers, is hosting a fall spooktacular vendor event at the Rowan County Middle School from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st. More than 30 vendors and local crafters, children are encouraged to wear costumes for trick-or-treating. Concessions and baked goods will be available, door prizes, and a costume contest for kids. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Leanne Akers, Braxton Howard, Logan Pemberton, Sean Delaney, Xavier Adkins, Kyle Blankenbuehler, and Jack Cottle. With the Kentucky News Network, Suzanne Duvall. And with our feature commentary today, MSPR alum Tanner Hesterberg. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.